Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you all. My name is Dan Serp. I'm the chairperson with the Clinton County Board of Supervisors. We're here to have a little bit of a ceremony representing Clinton County's inclusion into the Home-Based Iowa program today. We've got a number of speakers that are going to have some comments available for you. You know, we know that military service is voluntary and that to invest one's existence into the defense of our homes, our way of life, our never-ending American freedoms is a huge part of our history in this country, and it's an ongoing part of our future. In January of this year, we began working as a team to answer a different call to pledge our support ongoing for those members in our community and in our country that have stepped up, taken that call. Every community within Clinton County has committed to offering not just incentives, but an organized expression of appreciation for those individuals. Today's designation serves as a promise. It's a promise that Clinton County has made to assist veterans during one of the most difficult chapters of their lives. It's the transition from the military and to relocating in this area. Area businesses have stepped up and have pledged to offer employment opportunities to veterans. We hear time and again that our largest employers are seeking candidates which are highly skilled, disciplined, and have unmatched work ethic. When I take those three wants into consideration and I develop an image of that individual in my mind's eye, more often than not, the person is wearing a uniform and combat boots. They're perfectly suited to fill those roles. To date, the Home-Based Iowa program has received support from over 40 counties in the state of Iowa. I'm proud to have Clinton County join that list, and I'm equally proud to have Jason Kemp here with Home-Based Iowa. He's a Home-Based Iowa program manager to share some comments with us. I'd also like to ask that any elected officials that are here joining us today stick around after the ceremony and be available for a photo. So with that, I'd like to introduce Jason Kemp. I'm not quite as tall. Thank you all very much for being here. I'm incredibly pleased to be here. I gotta say that this is one of my favorite things to do as a program manager, and I'm very pleased and grateful to be here in Clinton County with you today to celebrate the 42nd Home-Based Iowa community, which is Clinton County, and the cities that that are also participating in Home-Based Iowa. Clinton County has worked very hard to earn this designation. There's over 20 businesses that have signed on as Home-Based Iowa businesses, and all these businesses have pledged to help service members get hired within the community, which I think is very important. The veteran incentives for this community are numerous. One of the key ones is for first-time home buyers that include a one-time up to $1,500 closing cost reimbursement, along with $275 reimbursement for veterans interviewing as a stipend. And this is all in addition to the $5,000 offered through the Homeowners Assistance Program through the Iowa Finance Authority Program. So, also Clinton County offers a first year waiver for the license fee for veterans opening a business in an unincorporated area. So I think these are all significant contributions from the community to veterans that are willing to transition to this area. It truly takes a serious commitment to become a Home-Based Iowa community. Clinton County has shown tremendous support for this program, and we at the state level are very appreciative of the efforts. Andy and Mike have done a lot to help move this program along here in Clinton County. Also like to thank the Clinton Regional Development Corporation, the Clinton County Economic Development Coordinating Council, led by Senator Hart. Thank you very much. And local representatives Norlin Momsen and Mary Wolf. Also the Clinton County Board of Supervisors, including Sean Hammerlink and Chairman Dan Sarp. SERP, sorry, my bad. SRP is a tough one. I was like, I'm gonna get that wrong. I'd also like to thank the city council members and all the city officials in all the communities surrounding Clinton who have supported this initiative as well. And finally, I'd like to thank the AM Vets post number 28 for hosting this event today. Thank you very much. It's very important as we bring this program forward to support and honor the sacrifices and the service that veterans and their family members make in their time of service. I'd also like to thank all the other organizations, all the other veteran organizations who have assisted in bringing this program to fruition. They include the Clinton County Veteran Affairs and all the support from other local veterans and veteran organizations who have assisted. The Home Base Iowa program started out as a simple conversation between the governor, the adjunct general Tim Orr, the lieutenant governor, and my boss Debbie Durham, as we look at the problems surrounding the state, and really it is a statewide problem, a shortage of skilled and semi-skilled workers. There is a wonderful opportunity to attract veterans. There's almost 200,000 veterans who get out of the service each year, and to kind of attract them to the state. So Home Base Iowa is really an effort to make Iowa a more veteran-friendly state and kind of show and highlight the opportunities that we have here in communities just like Clinton County. So as I travel around to the 11 military installations and tell the story of how Iowa has great communities, great schools, and on top of it all, we have great jobs. Jobs that are available more and more by the day, as we have an aging workforce. About 25% of the workforce is over the age of 55, which is an incredible number when you really think about it. In 2014, to kind of help promote the program, they passed the Home Base Iowa Act, and Governor Branstad signed that legislation at Camp Dodge in his Army uniform, and rumor has it he had to lose a few pounds to fit back into that. I'd have to lose a few pounds myself. Also, I'd like to pass on that the governor was going to be here today, planned on being here today. He is a huge supporter of the program and very appreciative of all the efforts as well, and is very sorry he could not make it. That legislation contains some very valuable incentives, and those are a military pension income tax exemption that fully exempts military pensions from state income tax, a permissive veterans hiring preference, which allows veteran preferential treatment in hiring decisions for both public and private organizations, the Military Home Ownership Assistance Program, which provides $5,000 in down payment assistance for a home, and there's also the Higher Education Incentive, which allows veterans, their dependents, and their spouses to attend public universities and public community colleges at in-state tuition rates. These new incentives, along with all the other established incentives, have really put Iowa on the national radar. In March of 2015, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce designated Iowa as an all-veteran state through the Hiring Our Heroes program. In June 2015, Hilton Worldwide worked with Iowa to become the first state to offer military incentives for members, providing them free lodging at Hilton hotels. And most recently, Wallet Hub's 2016 Best and Worst State for Military Retirees ranked Iowa first in the nation in both most veteran job opportunities and most affordable housing. Additionally, they ranked Iowa third in the category of lowest percentage of homeless veterans and in the top 10 for veterans' health care. It's clear that Iowa is rapidly becoming recognized for the efforts to help veterans find good jobs in great communities, and as a veteran myself, I couldn't be more proud to be here in Clinton County today celebrating with you all. We've started off very well, but far more important than the list of awards and recognition is the fact that the Iowa Business Council reports hiring over 2,750 veterans since the program began just 2 years ago, which I think is a good start, but we have a long way to go. Home Base Iowa allows our state the unique opportunity to make sure that Iowa veterans are fully employed, and it's our opportunity to bring some of the best and brightest talent to our state. Veterans who have the skills that our companies need, such as teamwork, dedication, a strong work ethic, and problem-solving abilities that have all been tested in some pretty tough situations. Statistics show, like I said, over 200,000 folks exit the military each year, and all of them are looking to continue to provide for their families and move to communities that are safe with great schools and great jobs. All these things, though, don't happen without the support of local businesses and exceptional communities like Clinton County. Home Base Iowa includes over 1,400 companies statewide, that are committed to hiring veterans, and to all the businesses that have signed up, the over 20 businesses, thank you very much for your support in helping veterans get hired. Another reason for Homebase Iowa's success is the outstanding private partnership and fundraising efforts of our co-chairs, Bob Myers of Casey's, and retired Congressman Leonard Boswell, both of whom are proud veterans. Some of those generous Iowa companies right here in Clinton County include Alliant Energy, Casey's General Stores, Hy-Vee, Mercy Medical Center, local members of the Iowa Bankers Association, and local members of the Iowa Gaming Association. These private dollars help Homebase Iowa conduct all the outreach that we do at the 11 military installations that I travel to. In closing, this program has already shown some success, and I'm looking forward to it having a lot more success. And I appreciate all the efforts and look forward to keeping the momentum going with businesses and communities like the ones here in Clinton County. Thank you very much for your support of our program. And I'd like to thank you for your support of our service members, our veterans, and for the program. Thank you all very much.